I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Efforts are underway in South Carolina to encourage communities of color in our state to take the COVID-19 vaccine when available. Dr. Marvella Ford is here to talk about the increased vulnerability and mortality from COVID-19 among people of color in our state and the urgent need for COVID vaccination in this population. Dr. Ford is a professor in the Department of Public Health Sciences, and she's the Associate Director of Population Sciences and Cancer Disparities at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Ford, tell us more about the importance of people of color in South Carolina taking the COVID vaccine when it becomes available.
It's very important for people of color in South Carolina to get the COVID-19 vaccine. In our state, people of color are diagnosed with cancer, hypertension, heart disease, diabetes, and stroke at higher rates than whites, which puts our communities at greater risk of having more severe outcomes when we get infected with COVID-19.
Tell us about the educational and outreach efforts of the professional groups that you're involved in to encourage communities of color in our state to get the COVID vaccine.
The MUSC Black Faculty Group and the MUSC Hispanic Faculty just issued a statement showing our support and endorsement and promotion of the COVID-19 vaccine in communities of color. We also included in that statement a list of 10 bulleted points for why communities of color should get the vaccine, and we are in the process of distributing this list to churches and community organizations throughout the Lowcountry and eventually to the entire state. We have a lot of activities planned so that we can get the word out about the importance of the COVID-19 vaccine in communities of color. And we are going into communities to educate communities and answer their questions about the COVID-19 vaccine. For example, just this week, Dr. James Tolley and I met with the Wayland Neighborhood Group, and we answered their questions about the COVID-19 vaccine.
What are some of the main points about the vaccine that everyone needs to know?
We know that many of our populations are at risk of severe disease and maybe even dying from COVID-19. Our lives depend on getting this vaccine. It has been found to be safe, and the vaccine is up to 95% effective. And in clinical trials that developed the vaccine, those trials included tens of thousands of people of color.
Dr. Ford, we've been talking specifically about the importance of the COVID vaccine in communities of color, but what are some of the overall big picture health disparities that exist and contribute to this scenario?
The main reasons that people in communities of color tend to be in poorer health than other people is largely due to structural issues like unemployment or underemployment, having lack of health insurance coverage, or lack of transportation. And so there are a lot of systemic structural factors that contribute to communities of color being in poorer health pre-pandemic.
Dr. Ford, thanks for this information about efforts underway to encourage communities of color to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
Thank you so much for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.